Thank you so much for joining us today for the OU Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call began 4 years ago as a response to the pandemic and has since evolved and grown to serve as a daily pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world to daven, to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Revi'i, the 23rd day, Yom Chamishi, the 24th day of the month of Nisan. Please continue to daven for all of those whose names are listed in the daily email, which you can subscribe for anytime at ou.org/call. Excuse me, apologize, that is the wrong link. ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, that link is ou.org/Tehillim call to subscribe for the daily Tehillim email reminder. And please daven for all those in need, including three children, Chaya, Yaal, Shoshana, Bas, Chana, Friedel, Alini, Orna, Bas, Chain, Chana, and Tinok, Ben, Nechama, Devorah. On behalf of the OU, it is my distinct honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Simcha Sneid of the Congregation Anshei Sfard in Louisville, Kentucky, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be followed by Rabbi Sneid fully reciting the following five chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. Those are Psalms 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, the Mishaberach for Tzahal, for our brave soldiers, Mishaberach for the Shvuim, for those who are still tragically held captive. And Rabbi Sneid will conclude with the Mishaberach L'cholim, for those in need of our collective tefillos, our prayers for those who are suffering and are injured or sick. And Rabbi Sneid will pause for about 30 seconds, giving each of us the opportunity to insert the names of all those whom we are davening for. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Sneid.
Thank you, Rabbi Herman, for giving me the opportunity to everybody here. I saw the following quote: appreciate what you have before time makes you appreciate what you had. A challenge we all experience in life. While we have things, health, family, livelihood, friends, community, and we could fill in the blanks, we take it for granted. We almost view it as an expectation. And only after we lose it, after it's taken away from us, do we then truly appreciate it. And this challenge can present itself in situations where we would least expect it. The Yom Kippur service, this holy, majestic service that happens once a year, where the Kohen Gadol, the high priest, enters into the Holy of Holies dressed in his beautiful priestly garments. And the Torah warns him. The Torah says, do not enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Holy of Holies, anytime you want. Rather, only enter when there is a need for this specific service on Yom Kippur. Why was this warning put in place? The Ralbag explains that when one becomes rugil, when one becomes accustomed to something, they no longer focus as much. It becomes common practice. But experiencing something with a time lapse, distant intervals, that excitement, that awe, that appreciation is still there within the person. And therefore, the Torah warned Aaron, who was the first Kohen Gadol, the high priest, and not just him, but all other future high priests. Don't come into the Holy of Holies whenever you want, because you will lose that reverence. You will lose that awe, that trepidation of entering into the room where God's Shechina, God's presence, was intensely focused. You, Aaron, the holy Aaron, Aaron the Kohen, won't focus as much on where you are, channeling your thoughts to the service of God, and therefore, the Torah says, only enter at designated times so that experience that you have remains new. Why would Aaron or any other future Kohen Gadol high priest need this warning? Their life was on the line, which in and of itself is the greatest motivation. Any slight variation, loss of focus, wandering of thoughts, and their life would end. That is more than enough motivation to remain alert, to remain focused, keep your eye on the prize. Yet the Torah is teaching us that even someone on the level of Aaron, a man whose life's mission was to serve, to come close to God in every possible way, and whose life was on the line, even he or any other Kohen Gadol high priest who were the holiest of individuals, they would become accustomed. They would lose appreciation for what it means to enter into this magnificent Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Holy of Holies, if they were able to enter it whenever they wanted. And if this could affect Aaron at such a time, at such a place, then how much more so each and every one of us then for the opportunities that we have on a constant basis in our lives? Do we appreciate our everyday job, an opportunity to provide for our family, or is it just another day? Do we appreciate our health and every detail that that entails? Do we appreciate our spouse for all they do for us, or has it fallen into the everyday routine of expectation? Do we appreciate our children, our grandchildren, our siblings, our family? Do we appreciate the little things which may not be, such as our car and the ability to get around with ease? These are just a few examples, and so many more fall into the habit trap, where they become the norm. We no longer stop and focus, and we lose sight of the bracha and the appreciation that we should have to all that has been given to us. And habit is not just in our interpersonal relationships, but the Rabbah says it affects one of, if not the most important part of our relationship and service with God. We daven three times a day. Many times the words are said without any thought or intent. Autopilot. Says the Rabbah, this is so because we have become accustomed. We don't appreciate what we have, the opportunity to speak to God, the King of the world, the Creator of everything, numerous times each day. And I personally have found that the way to help this, the more personal and specific our prayers are made, the greater chance of success we have to snap out of that habit trap. Maybe it's a specific praise about God himself that you feel connected to personally, and focus in on that praise as your weekly service. If it's for yourself, a specific ask, make it as specific as possible. Pick one thing that I want to focus on to give it my all for. Maybe I'm davening for a specific need for one of my children, one of my grandchildren, that they may be struggling with, and really make it as specific as possible. Pick a different part of our health for that week to focus on. What would life be without it? And now that I have it, let me speak to God to continue to ask for it. The same with our business or any other aspect, whether we're davening for ourselves or we're davening for someone else. The more specific we make it, the greater success we will have. Pick our praise for the week, our need for the week, to put extra attention to it, to think about it before we go into that davening. It's not all or nothing. Just think about that one aspect. Prepare before and then go into that prayer with that intense focus. and then there will be something fresh every day that we have something to look forward to help us snap out of the habit trap and to be able to connect, to be able to enhance our davening so much more. At this point in time, we will say Perek Chaf in Tehillim, Psalm number 20. Lamnatzeach Mizmor LeDavid, Yancha Adonai B'yom Tzara, Yitzagevcha Shem Elohei Yaakov, Yishlach Ezrecha Mikodesh U'mitzion Yitzadeka, Yizkor Kol Minchotzecha V'yalascha Yidash Nesela, Yitein Lecha Chilvavecha V'chol Atzoscha Yimalei, Nirana Nabishuatecha V'shem Eloheinu Nidgol Yimalei Adonai Kol Mishalatecha, Ata Yadati Kiyoshia Adonai Meshicho, Yaneu Mishmei Kacho Biguros Yesha Yimino, Elev Arecha V'elev Asusim V'anachnu B'shem Adonai Eloheinu Nazgir, Emakar V'nofalu V'anachnu Kamnu V'nisodad, Adonai Yoshia HaMelech Yaninu V'yom Kareinu. We continue, Perek Chaf Gimel, Psalm 23. Mizmor LeDavid, Adonai Roi Lo Echzar, Binosdesha Yarbitzeni Almei Menuchos Yinaleni, Nafshi Yishoviv Yancheni B'magli Tzedek L'man Shemo, Gam Kielach B'geita Maves Lo Ira Ra Kiata Imadi, Shiftecha Mishantecha Hema Yinachamuni, Tarok Lefanai Shulchan Neged Torarai, Vishanta Bashemen Roshi Kosi Revaya, Achtav V'chesed Yirdefuni Kol Yimei Chayai, V'shafti B'veis Adonai V'orech Yamin. We continue. Tehillim Kuf Chaf Aleph, Psalm 121. Shir L'malos, Esayin Ayel Aharim, Me'ayin Yavo Ezri, Ezri Me'im Adonai Osei Shamayim V'aret, Ayitein Lamot Redwecha, Ayonum Shomrecha, Hinei lo yonom lelo yishan shomer Yisrael. Adonai shomrecha Adonai tzilcha al yad yiminecha. Yom ha-mashemesh lo yakeka v'yareach balayla. Adonai yishmorcha mikol ra yishmor es nafshecha. Adonai yishmor tzeitzcha uvoecha me'ata v'yad olam. We continue Tehillim Kuf Lamed, Psalm 130. Shira malos, mimama kimker asicha Adonai. Adonai Shema B'Kolvi, Tiena Aznecha Kashuvos L'Kol Tach Adonai. Yim Avonos Tishmoria Adonai Miyamod. Kimcha Aslicha Leman Tivare. Kivisi Adonai Kivsa Nafshi V'Lidvaro Hocholti. Nafshi L'Adonai Mishomrim L'Boker Shomrim L'Boker. Yethel Yisrael El Adonai, Kim Adonai Achesed Varbe Mofadus. We continue with Tehillim Kuf Mem Bei, Psalm 142. Maskila David, V'yosob Amara Sifilo, Koli El Adonai Ezak, Koli El Adonai Ezchanan, Ashpoch Lefanav Sichi, Tzarasi Lefanav Agid, V'tadei V'lai Ruchi V'yata Yadata Nesivasi, V'arastu Aleich Kamenu Fachli, Habekim yamin ure'e ve'en li makir, avad manasvi meni engarish l'nafshi. Zalati elecha Adonai amarti ata machsi, talki v'yaret hachayim. Akshiva rinasi kizalosi miyod, ativeni mirod fai ki yamtu mimeni. Hoti ami masker nafshi lahodos es shemecha, biyachtir tzadikim kisigmol aloi. We continue with Achenu. Achinu kol beis Yisrael, hanesunim bel Torah v'ashivya, ha'omden bim ayam ovein v'ayabasha, ha'makam yirachem aleyam v'yotziyei mitzora l'irvacha, v'me'afela l'ora m'shibu l'geula, ha'shabagalov izman kariv v'namar amein. We'll say the Mishabeach for the Israel Defense Forces. Mishabeach avaseinu Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov, Yivarches Chayelei Tavahaga Haganah Yisrael, Anche Kokos Habitachon, Omdema Mishmar Atenu, Vare Eloheinu, Megvul Halvanam Vamibar Mitrayan, Min Hayam Hagadol, Alavo Haraba, Vachom Makom Shehein, Vayabasha Bavir Vayam. Yitain Adonai Yisrael Venu Hakamim Aleinu, Megafim Lufneim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yishmer V'yavta L'Chayalina Mikol Tzar V'tzuka Mikol Nega Machala. V'yishach Bracha V'atzalcha V'chol Matze Yedeyem. Yad Bersoneinu Tachteyem V'yachim Mikesser Yeshua V'teret Mitzachon. V'kum Be'em HaKosov Ki Adonai Eloheichem Ho'olechim Lachem V'ylachem Lachem in my V'yvechem V'loshiyachem V'namar Amen. For those that are held in captivity, Mishaberach Avoseinu Avram Yitzchak V'Yaakov Yosef Moshe V'Aaron David Shlomo V'Yivarch V'Yishmor V'Yitzar Es Nedrei Tzva HaGanel Yisrael V'Shvuyav Es Kol Achino Hanasunim Batara V'Shivya Avor Shekol HaKahol HaKadosh Hazem Espala B'Avaram V'Kadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachamim Aleihem V'Yatzei Michoshech V'Talmaves V'Mos Hoseim Yinatek Umin Tzukoseihem Yoshiyem V'Yishivim Meher L'Chek Mishpichoseihem Yodu Adonai Chazda v'Niflosa v'Vnei Adam V'Yikum Behem Mikra Shekasa v'Fuduya Adonai Yeshuvan Ubo Tzion Berina V'Simkas Olam Al Rosham Sasan V'Simcha Yasigu V'Nasu Yagam V'Anacha V'Nomar Amen. At this point in time, we'll say the Mishabarah for anyone who may be sick. We will pause. Please insert the name at the appropriate time. Mishabarah Havaseinu Avram Yitzchak V'Yaakov Moshe V'Aaron David Shlomo Yivarech V'Yirapei Es Acholim V'Acholos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimali Rachamim Aleyim Lachlimam Arpotam Lachazikam Lachayotam V'yishach Lahem Refuah Shlema Min HaShemayim Avachavah V'shal Gezah B'sok Shachol Yisrael Refuah Nefesh Refuah Agav Hashta Bagalav Zman Kariv Ben Amar Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Sneid. I hope you and your family and the community had a wonderful Chag, and I appreciate you making the time for us so soon right after the Chag. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program on Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern. As each day, we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, chizuk, strength, and hope to all of Klal Yisrael around the world.